This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Welcome to the CBS Eye on Money Show. It is Tuesday, August 30th. It's not really August 30th, Mark, is it?
We are not heading into Labor Day weekend just yet.
Not just yet, but we are, we have done some shows where we've done the months in advance. This is just like a month in advance. So
now we're at the point where we're just a month in advance. We were doing shows, 4 or 5 months in advance.
That was crazy. We were like in the middle of winter and I would say to the caller like, okay, now pretend it's the summer. Now you don't have to pretend. At least we're in the same season. Are we close to being done with all of our pre-vacation shows?
We are close. I think we'll probably maybe take the month of September off recording vacay stuff, and then we'll ramp back up for the holidays.
That's amazing.
It's really never ending. It's constant.
It is. It's like you have to, it's like, you know, you're sort of shoveling the coal into the bow of the ship. Did I tell you I just watched the Titanic recently? All right, Mark, we got to get some business done. So let's do it. If you have a financial question, a concern, an issue, you want to run a situation by us, just go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click the contact us button, and Mark does everything else. So it's very easy to do. Today, we are speaking to Nate, who is on the line from California. Hello, Nate. What's going on? How can we help you out?
I wrote in because I'm doing much of my saving into a regular 401k. And the logic is that I live in a high-tech state, California, and my wife and I are planning someday on retiring and most likely retiring abroad.
Ooh.
And so I know that you guys always talk about wanting to put money in a Roth 401k for the, just having that tax-free money. But I'm wondering if the combination of living in a high-tax state now and then hopefully living abroad later, it would then make more sense to just put it in a regular 401k.
All right, let's get this information now. How old are you, Nate?
So I am 42 and my wife is 42 as well.
Okay. And how much do you guys earn?
So between us, we earn 360, although this is kind of an outlier year. It's going to be, I would say, considerably lower than that in the future. So
that wasn't the kind of outlier I wanted. I wanted the outlier lower. Like I was hoping that you were going to, oh, this is an outlier. We actually make 800.
Yeah, you and me both. But right. Unfortunately, it's the other way around.
Let's give us more of what you expect as like sort of your customary income level.
I think it would be somewhere around like 275, maybe up to 300, but that's kind of the ceiling, I think.
Okay. So let's say 275-ish.
Yeah.
And how much money do you guys have in your retirement accounts right now?
Sure. So my wife and I, we have a bunch of stuff from previous employers. So let me just give you the rundown.
Okay.
For me, I have a 401k that has 19,000. I have an IRA with 29,000. A Roth IRA with 89. I have an old 401A with 12K and then a 403B with 30K. And then my wife, she has a SEP IRA because she's a freelancer now with 26K. And then she has a Roth IRA with 83 and an old 403B with 108. And then I should say we also have a regular investment account with around 155.
Brokerage 155. How about just money in the bank? Boring.
Yeah, boring money in the bank. We have, I would say, 15. What do we always call it? A safety fund. We have a safety fund with around 15K in it,
mm-hmm.
and then you know, sort of somewhere in that neighborhood. Those are kind of our big assets.
Okay. What about where you live? Do you live in a high price home state? Do you own or do you rent?
So we own. We have an outstanding mortgage of $482,000. Mm-hmm. We have a 30-year fixed at 3.75. Okay. And I would guess the home value right now is at around $1 million.
Kids?
No kids. No kids in the cards for us.
Okay. So when you talk about going abroad or retiring abroad, is one of you a passport holder in another country?
Yes. My wife is from Latin America.
Okay. Where are we moving? I just want to know where I get to visit you.
I know, right? Well, we would love to maybe go to Colombia, but you know, you can never rule, since you guys have been talking so much about Europe, you know, you can never rule Europe out. Spain is a great place.
I like that. Okay. Now, if she were, let's just pretend it's Colombia. So her status, is she a U.S. citizen?
No, not yet, but she will be.
Okay. Let's flash forward. It's 20 years from now. And you're both 62. Any pensions that are possible in the future?
No, no pensions, nothing like that.
But you would both be entitled to Social Security.
Correct.
If you were, well, I'm going to make it 25 years. Can you work till, are you looking to work till you're 67? Or are you
looking? See, that's a bummer because you said first 20 and now 25. I don't know.
You see what I just did? I just was a dream crusher. Well,
that's okay.
I
think 67 is okay by us.
Okay. What is your Social Security benefit at 67?
You know, yes. I don't know it right off the top of my head. If you guys want to pause, I can quickly look it up.
No, it's all right. I mean, I'm guessing, and you and your wife make all this money together. Is it split equally about?
No. My salary is $200K of that.
Okay. And so she's making 75 to 100-ish
yes.
in her self-employment. Okay. So it's possible that you're going to have, between the two of you, $5,000 a month in Social Security is what I'm going to guess. How much do you, okay, this is so hard because if you're willing to move to a different place, use today's dollars. If you had to go live your life in Colombia, how much do you think you would need?
I mean, I would guess, I mean, if we spend around $10K now in the US, I would guess that it would be somewhere at around, let's say seven.
Okay. Presumably, if that were to occur at that time in the future, you'd sell the house.
Yes.
You'd have this big asset. You'd have the money. You'd have the money in your retirement accounts and your non-retirement accounts, and you'd go off and live your life. Is that fair, like, estimate of what we think it's going to look like?
Yeah, I think that's a really good thing to aspire to, definitely.
Okay. And right now, just tell us, how much money are you contributing to all of these accounts? Like, what is your cash flow look? And pretend it's 275, not the higher 360. But what do you think, what is the contribution level to these various accounts right now?
Our goal is we always try to save at least 20% of what we're making. So we try to max out our, you know, 401ks every year if we have access to those. And then otherwise, we also try to make contributions to our IRAs.
Life insurance?
I have life insurance through work. I have around $500,000 and my wife has, I think, 250.
How about siblings or parents that you have to take care of? I'm very sensitive to this because we just spoke to somebody who's taking care of his mother and will now be on the hook for her care for the next 35 years.
Yeah.
His mother-in-law, by the way.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I don't think we'll have any kind of financial contributions we'll need to make for my family, but we do help support my wife's family.
All of them?
No, just the parents. No.
How many people are we doing right now?
Okay. No.
And are they here in the U.S. or are they elsewhere?
No, they're in Colombia.
Okay.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
So what is my core question that we need to answer for you right now?
So for me, the core question is, does it make sense to be putting in money into a regular 401k or a Roth 401k?
Mark, what do you think about this?
I mean, I know his logic that, you know, they might be in a lower tax place come retirement, but, you know, there's a lot of variables there that may or may not come to be, and their income level right now, I would probably start doing it now.
Here's what I think you should do. I just think you should try to have, like, if you are going to really kind of go ahead with this idea eventually, just want to consolidate things to make it easier to manage. I like saving 20%. You know, I think that if you are slowly converting, it's okay. I get what you're saying. You're in a high tax bracket. You're in a high tax state. I don't really care one way or the other around, like, whether you're going to kill yourself to, you know, make this pre or post tax. I will say that if you're saving 20%, I would like you to beef up your brokerage account. So I wouldn't be so compelled about, like, the Roth versus the traditional. I'd be more compelled about, let's put money into our 401ks. That's fine. But I also, if you have extra money, if things are going really well, if you have a year like this year, this 360, then I'm kind of interested in you having a plan, like building up the brokerage account. Because maybe when the time comes and you are 62 or 63, maybe you could go abroad those 5 years early, but you would only be able to do that if you had enough money to live on before you start claiming your Social Security benefit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So here's how I could see this happening. You may think that's crazy. Like, how would that possibly occur? Well, you build up these accounts and you're clicking along, but all of a sudden it's 15, 20 years from now and the house that you thought you could sell for $1 million is, you know, 4 million. Could be.
Yeah,
and
that'd be great.
Cost of living is this. And, you know, I mean, a lot can change in this period of time. The way that you give yourself the potential to be able to go earlier than age 67 is to have money that's already been taxed that you can access. And now you could do that in a Roth, but presumably really the Roth asset would be the last asset you'd want to tap anyway. So I'd be interested in seeing if we could do it earlier. And the only way we could do it earlier is if you get a little lucky and if you have some money in the bank. And not in the, when I say in the bank, if you have non-qualified or assets that have already been taxed.
Okay, excellent. So your idea is paying tax now, but putting it in the brokerage rather than in the Roth.
Yes. It's a work in progress, right? So we don't know. Also, it is highly possible, God knows what the world is like 20 years from now, but that you're like, you know what? We kind of like the US and we're going to hang out here. And maybe the family has dispersed from Colombia. Or maybe it's, you know what? We'd really like to travel a lot, but we're very happy with our home base. So all of these things argue for having some extra flexibility. I know that places like California and New York, which have such high state tax burdens, it is tough to make the leap into the Roth. But, you know, you are still, it just kind of depends. If you go in back into the 24% tax bracket and you're comfortably there, maybe we would do a Roth. Maybe you would convert a little bit at a time at the 24% tax bracket. I wouldn't do it at the 32% bracket, but I would convert at the 24% bracket. So, but, you know, you're going to need the cash on hand to pay that bill. And so the cash argues for, hey, you know, maybe in 1 year you guys are killing it. You're up into a higher tax bracket. You don't convert that year. The following year, it's not quite as good a year. You do convert some of it while you're in the 24% tax bracket. I would do it year by year. What else do we have to do for you? How about your estate planning? Have you done that?
Oh, see, I knew you would ask that.
God,
so
Jill,
you know, you're making inroads with all of us.
And
so we have wills, advanced healthcare directives, and durable power of attorneys.
That's perfect. What more could you want?
Yeah. And they're all like the standard ones that you can download from like the California State website.
Great. This
does
is
that,
perfect.
Does that work?
Yes,
it's just the
of
two
course.
Of us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Why not?
Well, thank you so much, Jill. I really appreciate your help. And of course, I enjoy both your podcasts.
I expect some good Colombian coffee, Nate.
Oh,
yes,
exactly. I would love some good Colombian coffee. You'll just let us know where we can get that.
Totally,
and
totally.
By the way, have you traveled extensively in Latin America?
Yeah, we've traveled a good bit in Latin America. Yeah.
What is the place that we must go to?
You know, for me, I'm very much biased in this, but I really love Mexico City. I think it's just the greatest city in the world. The food is amazing. There's so many beautiful things. There's so much history.
I have got to check that out because I am, my sister-in-law went there. She had an amazing time. We were just talking about that's a trip. What's the best time of year to do that trip? Like October?
Yeah, sure. I feel like there's never a bad time to be in Mexico City. But again,
I'm guessing August is not great. I'm just going to be honest with you. All right. Thanks so much for checking in with us. We wish you the very best of luck. Nate in California, soon to be Nate from Colombia, perhaps, or Spain, or wherever he goes next. Are you looking to make a transition to an exciting next chapter? That is exciting, Mark. That's kind of cool. If so, I would like to try to kind of brush off my moniker of the dream crusher and make your dream potentially come into a reality. And so if you want that possibility, you've got to go to the website, jillonmoney.com. Click on the Contact Us button. Mark does everything else. While you're there, sign up for the free weekly newsletter. Comes out every single Friday. It's been another good show. Leave us a rating and review on Apple. We would really appreciate that. Mark Tillaris here is the co-host and executive producer of the program. We're distributed by Paramount Global. We drop our episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Please put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. It will make that person feel better, and I promise it will make you feel better. Thank you very much for listening. Curiosity, compassion, community. We'll check in with you on Thursday.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.